see, the caste of your ruling elites exclude. Edge 52d45e47.jpg Elements of the Middle East, Russians, Jews, or Asians. These races were considered by them as a second useful class over a long period, and have now become a problem. The top of your social pyramid will fall, and the other top will attempt to install in place, but they will have the surprise. They will not get there how they want, as this colony will follow rules of Galactica community shortly after such dispute happens. Indeed, many spacecraft have already begun to show sporadically, to begin familiarizing people about our presence on the planet, even without the official consent of the community Galactica, which has done blind eye to these events. Large fleets of spacecraft races who planted their seeds here are based on Base Antarctica, sending reconnaissance units to all points of the globe for their final evaluations. Each one can take specific measures with respect to their ethnic groups, if approved by the board in Community Galactica. Mythi, some say there is a class of elongated skulls living among us. This is true? You have asked me about the night crawlers, the Sasquatch, the Sirens, the Dolphins, the Reptilians, but never asked me how many races of intelligent beings living here on the planet. I guess I always waited for that question was never asked. Well, my friends, yes, there is a breed that descends directly from Atowns. There are more than 40,000 years maintained colonies here on the planet. They were a team that decided to stay in the withdrawal of the colonies administered by Atowns. They wanted to enable the race here, and they all were originally volunteers. As such, they were here without any of the original technologies, to start from scratch, and just happened to not have worked, but not sure if they will continue on the planet in this new stage of the colony. They were almost extinct several times when the planet passed by global cataclysms, and they were persecuted by various cultures of these wild times for being different. They are very intelligent but lack the practicality of implementing solutions like ordinary humanoids. For their skills, since the days of Atlantis, they were revered as priests, those who had the words of heaven, and they were responsible for the scientific and astrological development of newer people like Incas, Aztecs, Mayans, Egyptians, and currently work with the orders that descend these varieties and still reign on the planet. During those thousands of years being born on a planet at zero level, they regressed from level 3 to level 1, and were the first to notice the change in level of the planet. They are inhabitants of the planet Earth, as you who are also brought here. They are another race, with other DNA, very intelligent, but as they are not practical for survival alone, they joined with your elites since the time of the last global cataclysm in Egypt, and are kept in subterranean colonies and in some very specific places well insulated from other societies, working in exchange for those of intelligence services. They served and serve as ceremonial contacts between various races of Greys and other Raelian races from early times of colonization of Atlantis until the present day, talking telepathically with them without problems. Therefore they gained acceptance and unrestricted protection of the dominant elites. Many of them worked with scientists Reptilians when they were still here, and many are now living in the colony on Mars too. See, they are not bad, they are simply dependent. They have very little breeding, and so the race did not get a great development on the planet, being in the range of approximately 10,000 individuals currently. Do not care too much about them, because if the elites fall, they may fall along too. Even if they survive, they are not fighters, are thinkers, will not pose any threat. Video 115, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 115A. April 16, 2014. Friends, in these times, the CG will not interfere with the nature of the planet since, according to them, the planet is reaching the limits of time for processing that must happen for the new configuration to happen for the new phase. The Arcturians are removing the pressure containers that were installed for the process to happen at the last possible moment, allowing time for more people to be prepared to raise your personal frequencies. According to current data, +2% of the population joined the band frequency compatible to coexist with the level 1. Rising to 24% of the overall total. This extra time ensured the rise from 10 to 24%. That is, it was very worthwhile. The planet is no longer a reformatory planet. The people who remain here will be the actual users of the planet as his true home, the race of people on planet Earth. The poles will migrate as soon as the balance of the system is restored to normal. As you can notice, the planet Venus is growing brighter in the sky, since they initially decided to change the orbit of Venus to a more appropriate area for a future settlement. The system was kept somewhat more stable interference by the large object that is in a stationary orbit in the south quadrant of the planet Earth. As the system will react to changes, the CG takes initiatives about what is being done at the time by its scientists. We will only really know when they begin operations. We are awaiting the tectonic responses to see what happens to the poles, as yet there is only 1 month the Arcturians started off control probes placed in the places of greatest tension. The process may happen in the natural course of events there any time. With respect to Venus, your scientists will not talk about the case. But your amateur astronomers, more serious and qualified, may accompany these changes. With the great movement of ships on the moon, even your amateur astronomers can easily check the reality of the presence of these brothers of other races present in lunar bases. Any ship coming from a base on the moon only takes a few minutes to be here within your atmosphere, so is the same as being here in Antarctica base. You know that I cannot give information or regional predictions about natural phenomena, cannot influence this aspect and act like a prophet or something, but note that the facts are in front of you. Use your observations to intuit about what should be prepared. You all will be well as you are consciously prepared to face any fact. Keep in mind that the only thing that will try to destroy you is yourself, and yet you will not succeed because you are indestructible. The intelligent races living a long time on the planet and who are still here are the various ethnic groups of humanoids of our type known. A descendant of Attowns, group who stayed here by their own will on a trial basis. This is the race that works as counselors of your elites in exchange for means to survive. Very intelligent beings with an IQ of over 160, but little practical to build things manually. The only anatomical difference is that they have the elongated cranial box and without the palate. Two races of aquatic humanoids that are like amphibians breathe beings. They appear humanoid with a crossing of marine mammals such as dolphins, and are a very old breed, more than 50,000 years in the planet. Isolated groups of humanoid type that you call Sasquatch. Race that was planted here by ancient reptilians to work as slaves and auxiliary hunts, but what did not work satisfactorily, they were left to their own fate. Isolated groups of ancient beings connected to your mythology called Sata that originate from ancient DNA experiments made by ancient reptilian races that frequented the planet for over 30,000 years ago. This is one of the only old experimental races that survived until today in small isolated groups in inhospitable regions of the planet. Isolated groups of beings originating of insectoid race that you call night crawlers, which relate well with Sasquatch. They came here to study life forms in your insect fauna, which is great, and ended up on the planet. Even still having their ships to return to home planet, they decided to stay here and keep experiences and sending reports to the scientific community of their planet. The insectoid think differently from us. Sometimes it's hard to philosophize with them on other issues than his duties and guidelines. Isolated groups of reptilians and a certain breed of greys working with them who were stranded on bases of your government laboratories and could not have left the planet for a ban on movement of ships reptilian on the planet since 2012. Isolated group of hybrid origin who lived and survived for thousands of years in the remote mountains of Tibet. Many Pleiadians living in your communities as well as observers for at least 100 of years. Many of them considering Earthlings by being born here now for over two generations. They cannot influence your societies, only maintains constant contact with the teams that have stepped up surveillance on the planet after the detonation of the first nuclear bomb by your military. The races that had to live isolated by their major differences from most humanoid races had their technological development virtually prevented by not being able to expose their groups, but this does not mean that the mental and spiritual development of them was affected by it. Other breeds of brothers that you will meet in a short future, like Pleiadians, Arcturians, Camelopardalis, Attaunians, Aldebarans, Alcids, Sirius breeds, Chithoks, Rigel Centaurs breeds, among many other races, some will be cute to your concept, others will be ugly, but you will learn over time that physical beauty is relative to what you feel inside the chest. The anatomy depends on the adaptability developed for life on other environments, therefore an Arcturian will always be strange to you, but if you know him with the lights off, what would your inside would capture is the friendship they have pleased to share with others. The larger concept of living between different races is the ability to live with differences, and understand that what brings happiness to you might be a different thing that gives the happiness of another being. Each race has its own priorities and aspirations. Fits to galactic communities try to help each one reach their welfare without thereby affecting the welfare of his neighbor. Unfortunately, in your own planet, between the ethnic groups of the same race, these differences are not respected. For that reason, to the planet may have the right to enter into a community that strives for harmony will have to be filtered so that society is of an acceptable level of understanding. When you think that all is lost, be sure that we will help you to find the solutions. Be well, all of you. Video 116, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A video 116, A May 07th, 2014. In this encounter we will have some answers to questions of the majority curiosity. Mythi, a friend asks about the megalithic constructions recently found in Siberia, with blocks of granite up to 3,000 tons, who did it and why? At the time these buildings existed, that region was not cold but temperate. Outside the Arctic region, as your Antarctic continent was also green and farther from the geographic South Pole at the time. We're talking between 14 and 12,000 years ago, around the time that the Black Knight of the Arcturians from Epsilon Bo 8 Tilde Pilcroats satellite was transferred from a lunar base to Earth orbit. Since this satellite monitored and also monitors all subsequent changes in the crust of the planet and its people, those constructions were erected in now Siberia for protection and as power generation stations to colonies monitored by the Arcturians Bo 8 Tilde Pilcroats, settlers of the time. The protection would be against the Reptiliana TMS attacks attempting a forced colonization of the planet that was regarded by them as hunting area. If you continue the research at that site, will find great ancient underground facilities also exist in the region, as well as various artifacts of the time. Many silos with energy weapons are still scattered around the region and remain impregnable through their force fields molecularly programmed in its raw materials. The people who lived there was part of the Great Union of Societies of Atlantis and was also relocated when reached level 1. The planet would remain zero for thousands of years yet, so it was no longer compatible with the sequence of development of these societies. The tectonic restructuring happened this time sank several cradles of civilizations, mainly Atlantis, Brasilis and Sarxes, which were scattered throughout various regions of the planet. All these towns are still submerged and so will be until some other tectonic changes, hopefully, bring them back to the surface as relics of a good old time that has occurred here on the planet. To give you an idea, they already had anti-gravity vehicles and tools and circled the planet on these machines. They just use clean energy, therefore left the planet in good condition to you in sequence. The same cannot be said of you, as the planet will have to be recycled to eliminate everything that was thrown disrespectfully in nature. A thoughtless attempt at self-destruction of your biological balance as a whole. But, over 20% of you are no longer unaware of these facts and want respect and balance, since these will inherit the Earth. You see my friends, many hundreds of civilizations have passed the planet in the last 100 million years. You have to scientificize that you were chosen to compose chronologically the first society level 1 who will continue on the planet that coincidentally passed the level 1 in your generation. This is a milestone, a change in the age, putting the planet on the map of planets that will participate in the collective development as brothers of all the planets level 1 of the community Galactica. A friend asks if the GC will not allow mass extermination, how they will deal with population growth. Well, I'll explain. You see, the planet Earth in the current context of pollution generated by your societies could not survive in terms of nature, with more than 600 million polluters. In the new phase to be started with access to new technologies, with energy in abundance, respect for natural resources, adequate climate control, your societies will no longer need to worry about this detail. In optimal technological conditions, the planet Earth could support 70 billion people without damage, but only people from level 1, conscious and participants. But there is a point of equilibrium in all planetary societies. At any given time, your society will naturally balance regardless of any action taken artificially. The balance can also be achieved by adding other colonies that you can implement on other planets, so life can be more interesting than you realize. Another friend asks if we are on a planet of level 1 already, why you guys cannot get help, for example, to eliminate some types of diseases and other maladies that afflict us now? Friends, the planet is adjusting the level 1 as it may. The problem is not the planet itself, but the people living in it. The 24% who will remain here have nothing to worry about, as the frequency of the planet is getting rid of spurious harmonics, the evils and diseases will dissipate naturally in societies. At the exact moment of transition you are going through, we cannot intervene because it does not officially have a planetary society actually brought on planet Earth. It may seem that we are not willing to help, but in fact we cannot get involved at this time with the adjustments caused by misconduct of your own society. The vast majority of your current ills were caused by you to yourself. The social liberation from poisoning manufactured by your elites will be the first step to start the eradication of many of today's ills. Our systems of body recovery work with genetic manipulation at the molecular level. It is not programmed for address the kinds of problems generated by various types of poisoning programmed, to which you were subjected so far since childhood to old age. When we can get directly in touch with you socially speaking, our systems can be programmed to do so with all the variables involved, and many of you may be totally healed and restored to its original health. Hopefully it does not take long to happen. Many who consider us to be evil will have the opportunity to thank the new brothers during this new phase of development. Unfortunately for me, I can only give the tips I've given to you earlier because I would be severely warned if trying to be a sort of healer without professional background to be. Many children already born at level 1 will have abnormalities of DNA that enable capabilities not known to you, but this is normal development. Even with harmonic misalignment in full, some of these phenomena are already happening in different societies on the planet. The human race will be walking from now on for the best. Friends, be aware that the tectonic changes are being awaited for the planet to rearrange. Do not be concerned about the inevitable. Try to be careful that your families may be the best possible just in the case of events near the geographical areas where you are right now. In these times you will all witness many strange things happening in your atmosphere, resulting from natural interactions of global change process coupled with the precarious and retaliatory attempted manipulation of the atmosphere experienced by your governments. The nature will take the right course for the planet to recycle as a whole, and it is ideal for present and future generation. This fact will make all of you to break ties with the current manipulators of the planet and acquire the right to form a more just society for all who will participate. Patience is a virtue inherent only to people more acquainted with the facts, understanding that nothing is an exact sequence, but a union of connected events that can set the actual sequence of future events. The fate of a generation is designed by this sequence of events added to the timeline of that society, and where it can take you. Be well and in peace, my friends. Video 117, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, a video 117, a May 16, 2014. Mythi. These photos are of Russian satellites orbiting Saturn, and appears to be a spaceship or something. Can you tell us something about it? Vuxnap 2014-05-16-18H42M12S253.png Vuxnap 2014-05-16-18H42M27S215.png Vuxnap 2014-05-16-18H42M45S141.png Vuxnap 2014-05-16-18H42M56S4.png These motherships the size of Earth belong to a race of descendants of Arcturians living in Camelopardalis, Thysomir race that is responsible for maintaining ESM stationary registers as the Black Knight satellite to the Bo 8 tilde Pilcrotis Society in a joint venture between three civilizations. These ships are very, very large, and carry large mining equipment and the mining. They also capture entire asteroids composed of ordered minerals by mining them in the Oort cloud. If nine your own footage from NASA through Hubble telescope viewing. Sometimes they show us the ships in space intentionally or absent-mindedly. Vuxnap 2014-05-16-18H43M10S140.png You will observe these very large ships Camelopardalis circling the solar system as they have bases spread throughout the system. In Jupiter and its moons, Saturn them maintains a large base of hexagonal mining in North Pole of the planet as well as extraction stations on various moons. On Mars they keep equipment and artificial moons that are operational bases. Uranus, Neptune, Venus, Mercury, even tiny Pluto have bases in mineral exploration. They left mine on Earth by the Community Galactica decision there about 11,000 years for a colony destined to be a humanoid culture. But they keep on the moon extractive bases that are operating to this day. If you have the ability to pay attention to your sun through satellites, we'll see many of these great ships of various breeds recharging their batteries of plasma, converting the energy released by the sun. The plasma energy is used throughout the ship for internal use, lighting, heating, force fields, instrumentation, etc. For navigation the unipolar magnetic fields are generated by antimatter in most current conceptions of technology to build spaceships, to be a stable source and does not need to recharge during the lifetime of the ship. Therefore, the best place to park large ships will always be close to the sun of the system. Mythy, we have this footage of a Russian rocket carrying a communication satellite that was shot down by a probe type a few days ago. Can you shed some light on it? Vuxnap 2014-05-16-18H43M53S40.png Vuxnap 2014-05-16-18H44M23S103.png The rocket was damaged by a Pleiadian probe for one reason, was not only leading communications satellite. Probes only overthrow the rocket if it were carrying nuclear warheads in the load. That is something was not revealed to you in this story. I have said and I repeat, the Pleiadians will not allow atomic destruction weapons and will destroy all that is being released with them. The probes are hundreds of times faster than any missile you can produce, so there is no escape. There will be no other chance of them even explode atomic missiles in Van Allen Belt or surreptitiously send another missile against lunar bases as they did years ago. If you do not know, I will also inform you that they tried to overthrow the Black Knight satellite with two missiles that were intercepted before reaching the target. As this failed, the crew of Columbia then tried to install explosives to disrupt the satellite and bring it down in Antarctica, as I told you before, and Columbia has been deactivated by the probes in 2003 by way of final warning. Vuxnap 2014-05-16-18H45M23S146.png Vuxnap 2014-05-16-18H45M36S65.png Mythy, some are insisting insinuate that the Large Hadron Collider is an attempt to open a portal. I know you've talked about it before but would have more to give us some detail. Friends, the most expensive material in the world would get antimatter with this type of technology. The problem is you cannot handle the isolation of particles at a quantum level necessary. The ancient portals could be simulated by such archaic technology but serve only for communication and not for the teleportation of matter. The guidelines for the assembly of these generators was assisted by long craniums working with your government. The Community Galactica will prevent any attempt to open a portal of any kind leaving the Earth until it is recognized as an effective member of the community. The portals in technology today are virtual and can be opened from a distance without the need for large installations of this type. A portal with current technology can appear and disappear without causing any influence to the environment around, totally unnoticed. By way of information, the Arcturians are in a major operation delimitation of areas of the planet. You may start to hear noises and watch brands in soil and coastal boundaries. These boundaries are as geophysical sensors that generate an accurate holographic visualization of tectonic movements at any angle and thus provide initial points of movement enabling actions that may be taken during the succession of natural events. There are many variables in the natural processes, so this is the best way to get a dynamic map of these manifestations. I know it's hard for some of you wait for change, but time has a subjective importance depending on how involved is who is going through the timeline of a given physical period. Nothing like a day after another to pass the events on the right time for all of us. Be with the light and peace, my friends. Video 118, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 118 A. June 28, 2014. Glad to be amongst you again. We had to go on relief mission to a zero-level colony living in the sixth orbit of the site that you call Gliese 876, which was almost extinct by aggressive race of insectoid caught by surprise. Unfortunately, insectoid races are very hard to deal with, and most often they simply seize what they need without giving greatest satisfactions to anyone. But now the surviving communities are being reorganized with the help of celestial astronauts, as they call us. Friends, I cannot take photos or allow photos of anything that might cause undue social change for the moment. I've been called the attention for doing these social studies involving terrains, but I was not completely banned of it since I do not cross certain limits. Our imaging systems are not compatible with your systems. We use a technology that forms the images holographically at molecular levels without screens, impossible to be transformed for your type of images. We may forward mentally this information between us and other susceptible humanoids. An expert can even examine a patient from this type of holography, as it can open the patient and observe, because the system shows not only the image but also everything inside it. I know it's hard to understand at the time, but the molecular holography molecularly actually copies the details throughout the design, as if it were your nuclear magnetic resonance that generates static sliced images. Only that our systems produce the copy image of matter at the molecular level of the actual spatial positioning that is an exact copy of the internal and external subject matter involved in image form, all cells simultaneously at the molecular level. Well, let's stop talking about things that do not matter at the moment, about the questions being asked after CB put the video on the fact about the crew of your ship Columbia when it was destroyed by trying for the second time overthrow the satellite from Epsilon Bo 8 tilde Pilcrotis in 2003. Possibly the Pleiades withdrew the crew by teleportation of organic matter before sending the message to your governments. As you can see, none of the bodies were seen floating near the wreckage. We do not have access to data on the military actions of the Pleiades, but this should have happened and these seven people were now in their custody. Mythi, is true that a splinter group of the Pleiades decided to withdraw more than 10,000 kapal of the planet? According to information that happened on the 15th of this month of June. My friends, you do not know the Pleiadians. There is not and never will be dissidence for the crews participating in the control instituted for this planet. Currently everything on the planet is being monitored. I do not understand how some of you can imagine that this could happen, especially when it comes to protecting their least must be protected as your elites. What can I forward to you is that there has been a great movement of ships between the colonies reptilians from Mars and your governments. Many of you may not accept or believe in the existence of reptilians and human mixed colonies on Mars, but someday not too far you will remember everything that I told you about. Mythi, Many are asking if something is happening to prevent the firing of rockets into operations in Earth orbit? Not directly. Any device containing nuclear material for military or scientific use in case of being detected will not be released for placement on your upper atmosphere. The damage has been done, resulting in the creation of two intermediate layers of radiation in the Van Allen belts, was the result of unqualified scientific experiments by your governments, and generated much more rigid guidelines to protect the planet as a whole. It will not do to insist on that.